Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us, and we're going to get started right away with our good friends over at Green Mountain Guns. They're located at 3355 South Yarrow Street. You can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. And we've got Jake Salthouse with us, and also Cody Marshall. So, Jake, we'll say, first of all, hello to you. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Scott. How are you? Thanks again for having us on. We always love doing this show with you.
Hey, man, I love to have you guys on. And Cody, good to have you on as well again, sir.
Hey, Scott, how's it going over there?
It's going great, bud. All right, I tell you what, we're going to run through a lot of things here, but hey, it is that time of year where we're talking about some special days leading up to Christmas here, and you guys are doing something, Cody, that's going to be pretty cool, and we're going to call it our 12 Days of Christmas sales event there at Green Mountain Guns. So kind of tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on here.
Yeah, you know, Scott, the holidays are a great day for, you know, sales and everything, but they're also a great time for everyone to get together and, you know, talk about guns, talk about what they've got. We're just trying to get everybody in the store, have a great time. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipe. All December, you can actually win a Ruger 2245. Now, that's just a little handheld 22, but really nice gun. You can win that for absolutely free every time you spend $500 in our shop or more.
Okay.
You get it thrown in there. And, yeah, every one of those, you get a little ticket, gets thrown in the bin.
Awesome. All right. Now, we're going to go through this, and it's starting, it looks like, December 10th. So we'll just kind of highlight each of these days. And why don't you just run through them there and kind of tell us what's going on each day.
Absolutely. So there's 12 different days, just like the title says. Every single one's a different focus for, you know, different people who are trying to get, you know, upgrades or sales on certain things. The first one is December 10th. Like you said, it's Elf on a Shelf Day. Not sure if you're familiar with that practice, but what we do is we hide Elf somewhere in the store, and anyone who finds it, just bring it up to one of our sales associates, let them know you found it, and they will enter you into a drawing for another prize, which is a BB gun. And also, if you want to, you can cash it in right there and get a free Ruger water bottle. So.
Oh, okay. Now, how are you going to get Jared up on a shelf?
We got a big ladder.
Okay. Good deal.
Might be a crane for that one.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. All right, so you're find the Elf on a Shelf December 10th, then what's next?
So the 11th is kind of a cool day. This is our Ladies' Day, and this is going to be a great opportunity for ladies to come in and get, you know, gun-toting mamas merchandise and other select firearms, you know, about 10% off of price, which is, you know, awesome for new shooters. A lot of the ladies have been coming in asking about stuff, so we just thought we'd have a day for them.
Well, that's great. And, guys, hey, I'm telling you, this is a great time to come get a gift for your wife and or girlfriend, whatever the case may be, and these gun-toting mamas purses, concealed carry purses, you know, very, very nice-looking purses, great style to them, great quality, and most of importantly, a great place to put her firearm. So those purses are great. All right, what's next?
And then the 12th, we've actually got Love for Your Gun Day, which is all about cleaning and taking care of your baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got Target, we got Select Ammo, you know, discounted. All the cleaning kits and cases are all 10% off that day. So if you need something for your gun, that's the day you need right there.
Okay, great.
And moving on, I'm going to let Jake take the 14th. He had a good idea there.
All right.
Yeah, so on the 14th, Scott, we're going to be doing upgrade it day, you know, so you can come in and upgrade on all accessories, magazines, you know, any kind of accessory is going to go on that day at 10% off. So, again, it's a really good deal that day. You can come in and kind of upgrade some of the accessories that you have.
Okay, but that's pretty cool then. And, you know, talking about this with all the things going on with COVID, I mean, it's been an unbelievable thing of just where getting supplies for you guys, man, is tough. I mean, you're getting as much as anybody, but, you know, boy, getting things, ammo, even firearms, all this stuff is strenuous right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like trying to find hen's teeth. You know, they're just really, really hard to find just about anything right now. But we've been really lucky to keep a good relationship with our distributors and staying on their good side so that they will keep us well-stocked and supplied.
Okay, great. Once again, if you're just getting the car, turn on the radio. We've got Jake and Cody with us from Green Mountain Guns, located at 3355 South Yarrow Street. And they're doing a lot of special days here coming up, starting December 10th. And, Cody, we'll throw it back to you. And looks like December 15th got some deal on some optics.
Absolutely. So the 15th is all about my optics day. It's for those glass lovers out there who just really want to put a nice scope or a red dot or something on their gun. That's 5% off all day. So that's a huge savings. I know everyone out there knows how expensive glass is. So, and then on the 16th, we have a Reloader's Paradise Day for all the reloaders and all the people who are into, you know, primers and bullets and all that good stuff. It's a deal where you come in and buy any new gun, you get your choice of up to $25 worth of any of our reloading supplies for free.
Okay.
You pick $25 worth of stuff out, and we send you home with it.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys have got some of that reloading bin right there, kind of as you come in the door. And I saw when I was in there, yesterday or day before. You know, a lot of folks picking through that, and a lot of good items there because. And we'll get to our estate sales in a minute, so I don't want to get off track here. But, Jake, that is one thing with these estate sales. Man, you guys never know what you're going to be bringing back or what that customer may be bringing through the door, do you?
No, we don't. And, you know, that's one of the things we pride ourselves on. We don't come out and pick and choose. We come out and we'll buy the whole thing, no matter what it is, and get it out here. And that's where you find these really, really good deals. You know, we have some sale bins out front that we keep pretty well stocked from estate sales of good reloading supplies, you know, brass, you know, dyes. Really, I could list about 100 different things that we keep in there, but there's always good, new, fresh deals. It's something that if you come in, you got to come in at least once a week to see, you know, what we've got new out there.
Sure.
We try to keep it energized and moving. So.
Well, that's why I come three times a week. That way I don't miss anything.
Right, yep.
Exactly. All right, Cody, it looks like we're on December 17th, and hey, this is something that everybody can use, gift cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 17th, we've got the gift cards and guns day. Everybody gets 5% credit additionally on their gift cards. Any purchase of a gift card, you get 5% bonus on there. So if you don't know what to get, you know, your loved one or your buddy or, you know, whatever you're trying to get him a gift card. That way he'll get exactly what he wants or she'll get what she wants, and everybody will be happy. And that's about all for gift cards and guns day. And on the 18th, we've got FYI CCW day coming down. And that's where we take all the instructional courses we do and, you know, knock 10% off those prices. So if you're thinking about maybe getting your concealed carry license or, you know, you don't know anything about it, come on in and check us out on that day. Get a great discount on instructional courses.
Okay. Now, realize you're giving 10% off there. So, Jake, you know, a lot of times offers are not, you can't double up on them. But I know... most this year, early on especially, we were doing a little bit special things. If they do a class with you, then they would get a discount maybe on some other merchandise in the store. Is that going to be valid as well?
Yes. Yes, it will. So, okay. And just for selling those courses. Now, that is as supplies last. We're going to open up two different dates on that of classes. And so we have cap on that, and once those are filled, you know, CCW wise, but that this is actually all training. So
okay.
If you wanted to get and do a little training, actual live fire training, not just CCW, but all training is going to be 10% off that day. So if you come in and book an appointment to go out, you know, in January or later on next year, you know, anything like that, you're going to be able to get at a 10% discount. Now, with that, traditionally, our concealed carry courses have always included a 5% discount on anything store owned up to $1,000. That will still stand even though you got the course 10% under.
Okay. All right. Great. And, you know, I just want to remind folks, I mean, when you hear things, you always have to be careful. When you hear a lot of stores maybe doing 30% off or 40% off, 50% off, is that off of a price they've ever sold that item for? Probably not. Most time that is some high price retail price. So when you hear 5 and 10 or 15% off whatever at Green Mountain Guns, I just want you to know that is what I would call off of their everyday low price. So you know, the value is there, and boy, you know, right now there's no discounts on anything. in the firearm industry, really. So when they're doing these 5% and 10% off, just want you to know, they know that that's a good deal. And certainly they don't have to do that, but they're trying to do that to be just thank you guys all for your business all this year and all that. So these are great deals. All right. Hey, everybody needs a good knife, Cody. So December 19th, looks like we got some attention on a knife day.
Absolutely, and this is one of my personal favorites. December 19th is going to be the ninth day of Christmas, or the knife day of Christmas, as we like to call it. All you knife fans out there like me can come in and get any knife, and then you get the second one half off. So that's a great, great deal for us blade lovers out there. We got some really cool toys on the floor. Come in and check that one out on the 19th. And then the 21st is going to be your Huckleberry Day, which is a nod to, of course, Tombstone and, you know, that Doc Holliday character. But all store-owned pistols and revolvers, and now store-owned pistols, that's going to be anything the store owns as far as used and stuff like that. Pistols are going to be 10% off.
Okay, wow.
Decided to pair that with December 22nd, which is There Are Many Like It Day. And that's where we do the same exact thing with any kind of long guns that are owned by the store as well. So you get 10% off on the revolvers and pistols on the 21st, and then 10% off of all store-owned long guns on the 22nd. So between those 2 days, yeah, take your pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, and then we will wrap it up then on the 23rd, and tell us about that.
Yep, that's going to be our final day. We call that Something from Santa Day. It's basically where our Christmas special, that gun giveaway, the Ruger 2245, that winner it will be announced that day. The Elf on a Shelf winners that decided to go for the BB gun will also be announced. Not to mention, this is for all the customers, any customer who comes in and leaves a Google review will receive an additional Christmas gift prize, and those are a little bit of surprise, so I'm not going to spoil it right now.
But, okay.
Yeah, come on in that day and give us a Google review. We'll give you something cool.
All right, great. Well, that's exciting. And, again, it'll go December 10th through the 23rd, all different days, all different specials. And, once again, you spend over $500. And, Jake, that's not just on a weapon. That's just a total deal. So if they buy a gun for $300 and buy some ammo, whatever, as long as that total's over $500 pre-tax, that gets them a chance to win that pistol, correct?
Right, that's one entry too. So if you come in and you've been waiting to buy that, you know, $1,500 AR or that real nice bulk gun, you know, that will be three entries, and it doesn't matter if it's new, used, or a consignment gun. You know, as long as that before tax total is $500, you get an entry into that giveaway.
All right, great. All right, that sounds good. All right, a couple of things I want to touch on here, and Jake, let's, I mentioned the estate sales. Let's kind of walk back through that, because I know. You know, sometimes at the end of the year, a lot of people are looking at different things. Maybe they're short on cash. Maybe they just realize, and hey, they just don't use their farms as much as they could and like to turn them into cash. So kind of tell us how that works.
Well, so, you know, however you come into them, you know, that's just your deal, right? But what we provide as a service, we will come out and evaluate, you know, and through this COVID, too, I do want to mention that we can do that contact-free as well. We have a way to come out and get that done where you can stage the firearms for us and we won't have to even make contact for you, and then we just come in, decide what we'll give, agree on a price, and then leave a check and take the guns with us. So but yeah, we go out and meet with people that got, you know, anywhere from two firearms all the way up to 200 firearms, and we'll go through Blue Book and then also online sales as a reference to kind of get a current market value, and then work our standard formula to figure out what we can allow for that gun to be fair, right, and buy those guns outright from you.
Okay, great. And, again, the Green Mountain Guns located at 3355 South Yarrow Street, and you can reach them at 303-985-7240. All right. We also want to mention ammo. Hey, it's no secret. Is hard to find, so Jake, y'all put out a special deal there for folks if they've got some ammo that's in the factory box. You guys are wanting to offer them a fair price for it.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're doing now is we've got a couple of different options you can go with there, where you can, you know, get store credit or make a trade towards the firearm that you were wanting. If you've got some factory ammunition in factory boxes, you know, we will buy that. We are interested in any calibers across the board, so please don't hesitate. Come on down. When you get here, ask for Jake. Let him know you've got a little bit of ammo that you're looking to get rid of, and I will sit down with you, go over, and tally it all up and write you a check or give you a store credit towards whatever gun you're looking to get, either or.
Okay, cool. All right, and, boy, this is something fun, always exciting, anytime you talk about full auto, getting a chance to shoot that. So, and you got some cool things from different eras, so tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so it's actually really cool, Scott. So we are, we've got a rental program going right now that you can come in and rent one to all of them, however many you want to do, and we have both World War II and Korean War era collection. We've got every single one of them. Every single firearm that was used in World War II and or Korea, we have that available to you for rent. And it really, I want to mention, it makes a great gift for somebody. You know, if you don't know what to get your husband or your significant other, you know, this is a package you can come in and both of you can have a whole lot of fun getting out and shooting some of these full autos that you just don't see anymore. They're super rare, and Mike Cook, the owner here, he's done a really good job at chasing these guns down and getting them to have for the public to be able to come and rent them and rent Trigger Time, get out and shoot them.
All right, that's great. Once again, it's Green Mountain Guns. You can check out their website, greenmountainguns.com. Again, great staff, knowledgeable staff, and yes, even friendly. So I hope you'll get by and see them. And it's 3355 South Yarrow Street. And Jake, let's run through your hours here during the week and on Saturdays.
Yeah, so we are open Monday through Friday. We've just changed our hours to make it a little bit better for our customer experience. We're doing 10 a.m. we open up, and then we're open till 6 on Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays we are open 10 to 5.
All right, good deal. Well, Jake, thank you, and Cody, thank you, sir. And, man, we look forward to getting through these December days, so now I got to come over there every day for 12 days, so, but that'll be fun. Absolutely.
Take advantage of those deals. I mean, we really do have a lot of awesome deals going on right now, and it's worth coming in and checking out. And we are giving handouts with a list of what we're doing. We'll also be posting that on social media. So if you're wondering what those days were again, please either feel free to call, stop by, or check out our Facebook page.
All right. Sounds good. That's Green Mountain Guns, greenmountainguns.com. 12 days of Christmas starting December 10th. So, fellas, we'll cut you loose. I know you're busy on a Saturday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Jake and Cody, Green Mountain Guns. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law will handle your personal injury case so you can focus on healing. There's a lot of complexity with insurance companies, and you shouldn't need to worry about those details. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, won't even begin walking you through the liability until you've seen a good doctor. Not only does he want you to receive quality medical treatment, but Kevin Flesh also knows you will benefit financially from treating your injuries right away. He's seen people delay their medical treatment because they're worried about the cost, but your insurance company needs proof that you received treatment. Otherwise, they may try to question the validity of your injuries. Once you make that first free phone call to Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886, go ahead and get all of the medical care you need. After you start to feel better, only then will Kevin Flesh help you through the legal process. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Just a reminder now, if you miss our live show here on Saturdays from 1 to 2, you can catch us twice on Sundays. That's from 8 to 9 a.m. Once again, the evening from 7 to 8 p.m. We're going to hit the phones real quick because this gentleman is very, very busy. Trev from Steve's Meat Market. Bud, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm actually going to be slipping over there today before 1 o'clock to pick up my cow elk from you. So,
yes, sir. Congratulations on
that
cow.
Thank you, man. All right. Let's kind of maybe just give us an update kind of how the season has been compared to the last couple of archery, muzzleloader, you know, rifle seasons.
Sure.
How's it been?
Sure. Well, I think we had talked up until about that, around that second rifle season, and just a great season up to that point. Third season started off great. However, I will say that there was a bit of a slower finish to that season. Not for sure what went on towards the end of that season, but we did see a slight decline in animals to finish the third season off. However, going along with that, the plains deer season this year has been the best I have ever seen here.
Wow.
Along with numbers, we have seen just some outstanding trophy-sized animals come in from that plains deer season. Just true 180 to 200-inch non-typical deer. Just incredible on that season. And then that one has led into the late rifle cow season, which has started to pick up now.
Right.
And today, just for instance, out of the gates, I just looked before I got on, and we have 17 elk right out of the gates starting today. So it seems like that season is starting to go pretty well. I would imagine some of those might be some private land cow tags also that are getting filled.
Sure.
And December also is a very unique month for us because we get so much from so many different places. just this week, I've had deer come in from Ohio, Oklahoma, West Virginia, Arkansas, Texas. We're getting them from everywhere, and that's what's really unique about December. You get a wide variety of different animals coming through.
Wow. Yeah, I had some friends there the other day when I was dropping mine off that were there, and they had went to hunt in Indiana and came back here, and I told them about you, and you know,
excellent.
I couldn't believe they took all the trouble to get it all back here just to have, you know, Steve's Meat Market.
Yeah,
make it.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
It is the people that live here that are going to these various states and bringing them back. That's what that is. And it's really cool to see how many different places we'll get stuff from. And it's been a great season so far to start that off, but the important one that has kicked off for us is our boneless season, which has now started this first week of December. And boneless is a huge thing for us because that allows people to clean their freezers out or bring us any kind of trim or any leftover meat that they might have and turn it into the custom products that they want. So that's a big season for us, and that has kicked off very well. We're getting a ton of boneless meat in right now. So just if you have marked that on your calendars, get that in. We'll get that made up for you.
All right. That's great. Once again, this is Steve's Meat Market in Arvada. Now, let's touch on the reservation system. To me, it has worked great because I tell you what, you know, before you used to line up, you kind of didn't know how long it would take, what's going on. Now, man, you pull up and literally, I don't know, 6 to 8 minutes, you're done.
Yes, it actually has worked very well for us, almost a double-edged sword, as it has knocked down on the line, which has been great, the wait to get in and wonder if you're getting in, and also it's helped with the COVID, trying to keep everything
sure.
in order, keeping people separated and at a good distance. Nothing but kudos for the reservation system. Little bugs to work out with some of the guys at the beginning of the year, just to get familiar with it, but as we've gone through the season, a lot of guys and gals have become so familiar with it, it's just been super easy. They've passed the word along to their friends and family, made it super easy for them. So it has worked very well, and I do see us just continuing to use the reservation system, probably mandatory until further notice.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you mentioned that, you know, people come from other states with their meat. Is there anything that we need to know from a law-wise, whatever, if you're transferring meat over state lines?
Absolutely. What we require here at Steve's is some form of a carcass tag for your animal. Now, some states have been different this year with allowing for online confirmation codes or however you want to look at it. We just need to have some form of identification on that carcass tag for that animal for whatever state you're coming through. Some of them, they require you, like New Mexico, where you would just simply write a number down on a piece of tape or whatnot and affix it to your animal. Other states, like Nebraska, for instance, you actually have to go in online, get your animal sealed, and then we take that seal number off of that carcass tag, and then you're validated for us. Okay. That's the main thing for us here. I have seen some guys that have come across state lines without doing that, and unfortunately we cannot accept those animals. We need to have some identification and carcass tag with the out-of-state animals. With that being said, Texas is kind of an exception because we do wild pigs here. We do a lot of wild.
No, y'all have done some for me, and I'm telling you what, you know, because a lot of people say, "Oh, you get something, you know, 150 pounds, 200 pounds, not good." I'm telling you, Steve, when I brought my, I said, "Steve, look, I don't want to waste money." That's a couple of years ago, and I said, "I don't want to waste money. If it's not good, I'll just throw it away." He said, "No, just get sausage, you know, your jalapeno cheddar." I went through some sausage deals with me, and son, it was delicious.
It makes for excellent sausage. It really does. And there's really no limit to what a lot of the hunters will bring in. Sometimes it might be 2 to 3. I've seen hunters bring in 15 or more at a time. Those particular exotic style animals, the pigs or any of the exotics that take place in Texas that doesn't require a carcass tag, we require just the ranch that you were at's name that we can fill in there to know where those animals have come from. That's the different one in the group there, is that Texas with the pigs, or anywhere with the pigs for that matter, if we get one or two from Oklahoma or whatnot. But for the most part, as far as the deer, the elk, we need a form of a carcass tag or some form of e-tag number or identification code that you will get after your animal's been sealed, and then you're good to go here.
All right, real quick. Now, on the skinning, I know that you guys put that up as a requirement that we had to bring them in skinned, and man, I get it, because like I say, you know, while your guys are extremely efficient at it, you know, you take up all that extra time. That does take away time for 3 or 4 people that could get through the line, and we've extended that now through the end of December,
where
we must bring our carcass in, and we've already skinned it out.
Yes, please, please have your animal skinned before you, well, then you actually, when you're making your reservation, it will also remind you that your animal has to be skinned before you come in, and that is extended through the end of this month. Skinning has always been a little bit of an issue here, but this year I have not seen it as much of an issue as it was, where we're getting 25 or more animals a day with the hide on. Unfortunately, we are maxed out here. We just cannot accommodate that many animals with the hide on. So we have just implemented a no hide rule until the end of the month here, and that can always change. And it's just pending on how the season's going, how the staff is, and how the volume is. And this year we've been very good on the volume side, but in return that has made for us not to allow the ability to offer the skinning.
Right. Any quick, just to cover some of the, you know, common mistakes that you see when people get there that you want to touch on?
Just real quick. The main thing is, whether you're dropping off a whole animal, a quartered animal, or boneless meat and you got 5 pounds in a little cooler, when you make your, you must make an appointment to drop off for any type of drop off. That is mandatory. So even for boneless, or even if you've got what you might think is a small order, you still have to make that appointment. And with that being said, when you pull into our facility, you must remain in your vehicle until you're directed into the garage to have your animal or your meat unloaded. You cannot carry it up from two blocks away and stand out there in line, which has happened.
That means it's happened.
It's happened, and we just don't want, first off, we don't want anybody hurting themselves trying to lug a big cooler up here. Yeah. It's very easy. It's simple. Right now, the volume is at a point in the season now where it's just very steady, so you just stay in your car, just like when you were here the other day, Scott. We got you in and out about 6 to 8 minutes.
Yep.
It makes it very efficient for us, but you do need to remain in your car until we get your animal or your meat unloaded, and then we direct you from there. That was been a little bit of a common mistake so far this month, just people just wanting to carry it in, thinking it would be easier. Just make sure you just stay in your car due to COVID and whatnot. We just want everything to be kept separated at a good distance there.
All right.
And two is, I stress, and I'm going to go back to what we talked about earlier in the season, draining the water out of your coolers.
Okay.
It's been an issue all the way now into December where guys and gals have not been very vigilant on draining that water out of their coolers after putting their quarters or their meat in there with ice. Just make sure you keep those lids open or the little cap at the bottom open, let that water drain out so there's nothing standing in there.
Yep.
Number two is, make sure those carcass tags are attached to your animal. Please do not have them in your pocket or, you know, under some clothes in the back seat. Just make sure they're attached to your.
You could probably write a little manual on this, couldn't you? A little book what you've seen. Yeah.
And we're definitely going to help you out the best we can there.
Sure.
That's just the main thing. But just to kind of cap off the last couple things here, Scott, for you, we are accepting whole quartered animals with a valid carcass tag that are skinned.
Okay.
We are accepting boneless meat, fresh or frozen, for custom products or burger or grind. We do not cut steaks out of completely deboned animals. That's something we kind of touched on earlier
right.
in the season. The last day to drop off at Steve's Meat Market is January 30th. Once again, January 30th, the last day that we'll be accepting any drop-offs. Right now, you're looking at a 1 to 2 week turnaround. That can vary as we get towards the end of the season with Christmas and New Year's and whatnot, but right now we're running 1 to 2 weeks. Hey, you must have an appointment to drop off. And another big thing, just to add on, Scott, was
sure.
we're also starting to see buffalo come in. And if your listeners are not familiar, we can process buffalo here. Actually, very common to get a good handful of buffalo towards the end of our season. So if any of the listeners are wondering about possibly getting a buffalo at one of the various ranches here in the state or elsewhere, definitely look into us to getting that done for you also.
Wow. Yeah, and sometimes you get a few names where people can do that. We like to get them on the show maybe, because I get a lot of people to ask me, do you know any place we can go? You know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'll do, I'll get a thing round up and maybe you can, I'll send it over and get you guys set up on that. I don't have it right here.
Sure.
With
yeah,
me,
no worries.
I'll,
no worries.
I'll get that. And other than that, you guys, thank you everybody so far that's choosed us through the season. It's been a great season. And thank you for all the great reviews and the comments on the reservation system. It's been going well, but we're ready to finish the season strong here.
Absolutely. Well, man, I'm telling you, I mentioned this, you know, when we first started doing this, but, man, 1993, I moved here. It took about a month for everybody to tell me where to go to, and I've never gone anywhere else, and I've never had anything be more consistent, you know, than I don't care what package I open up of any of the things that you make that has tasted the same in 1993 as it does today. So,
We appreciate that.
I love that consistency, man.
Well, just know that is huge for us, too. And just remember, we do everything in-house, from spices to everything. Everything's done in-house for that reason. Steve left us in good hands with a very consistent, good product list to go off of with the spices. And as long as we follow what he taught us, we should be good to go there.
Absolutely. Well, Trev, I know you're busy, man. Hey,
yes,
appreciate
sir.
It. And thank you guys for your support for our show as well.
Not a problem, Scott. Thanks you guys so much. Good luck. Everybody stay safe and have a great rest of the year.
All right, you as well, sir. That's Trev. Steve's Meat Market, 5751 Old Wadsworth. Now, last thing let me mention real quick. There is a lot of traffic congestion around there. And, Trev, you're still with me, I think. But
yes, sir.
Mention that a little quick for the getting around into the entrance.
Boy, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm sorry we did not bring that up. It is extremely difficult at this moment to get to our shop due to various road closures. However, if you do jump on the website, Amy has a map that will show you the current way to get into our shop to hopefully save you a little bit of that headache. So I encourage anybody that's going to be coming this way to jump on our website and print that map off, and it'll tell you how to get right to us. Because once you're here, it's going to be pretty easy. The hard part's just getting up here.
A good deal. All right, bud. Hey, appreciate it, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Not a problem. Thanks, Scott.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Steve's Meat Market. I'm telling you, folks, in my opinion, it's the best. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is proud to announce their new 10,000 square foot facility is now open in Berthoud, Colorado, located at 504 North 2nd Street. With this expansion, Phoenix Weaponry offers a new retail area and expanded gunsmithing in Duracoat and Cerakote areas. Family-owned and operated, Phoenix Weaponry offers the finest in competition, hunting, and long-range precision firearms. Also, suppressors from .22 long rifle to .50 caliber for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Phoenix Weaponry also offers gunsmithing services and restoration repairs from antique to modern firearms. Building your firearm dreams into reality. That's Phoenix Weaponry. Call them now, 720-340-2496. Or visit them at phoenixweaponry.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. We're going to go to the phones now. Talk to our good friend Dan Johnson. Len Lyle Chevrolet, drive east and pay the least. And I'm telling you, that's not just a cute little tagline they have. It is absolutely the truth. And, man, I'm trying to thank Dan. First of all, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, man, I can't remember the last time I even bought a vehicle anywhere else. It seems like I've been like 12, 15 years. I don't know. But I'm telling you what. Here's what I love about it. One, I mean, it's always fun to buy a vehicle. But two, all the people, you know, throughout all the years, man, every single person, man, we spent more time talking about other things with Dan, you know, than we did even the car. I mean, it was just a fun experience. And we've said it before, that's the way it should be. But unfortunately, it's not that way everywhere.
Yeah, that, you know, we try, and it doesn't have to be hard. And like you say, if everybody's fair-minded and, you know, I mean, people do their research, you know, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
And the best part is, I take care of people. You know?
Sure.
It's not like a one-time deal. You know, I depend greatly on repeat and referral business. So, you know, I got to take care of them along the ownership path. You know, they go in the body shop like somebody I know. You know, I'll get them a loaner car or whatever.
I know, man. I got to get somebody to start pulling my trailers for me. I don't know what. I shoot an elk, get excited, and back into my trailer, and geez, I'm telling you. It's great to have good friends.
We'll get you out of there.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll get you fixed up.
So you mentioned people checking pricing. Is that probably the biggest change in the car business as long as you've been in it is the internet?
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No question about it. I mean, it used to be where people would actually get in their car and go shop, you know, 2, 3, 4, or 5 dealers. And now I think the statistic is 1.4, you know, I mean, they can jump on the internet and all our prices are right there and we're all pretty aggressive. And, you know, I mean, yeah, there's always, you know, with trade-ins and financing and, Yeah, there's always some, you know, little things you can tweak here and there, but
sure.
But it's not like, you know, it's small potatoes, you know. It's just, do we have the right car, or can we get the right car? Which, you know, I'll go to the ends of the earth to try to find a car for somebody, you know, exactly what they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's easy. I mean, it's, you know, jump on LynnLyle.com and all my prices are there with the rebates and everything else. So, you know, like I say, there's just a few little things you can tweak there, but I'll do my best.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And, you know, when you go there, make sure you see Dan, let him know you heard about him here on the show. And we would greatly appreciate that as well. Now, hey, a lot of people may have said, hey, I wish I worked there so I could get the deals they get. This is the month to do that. You've got your employee pricing. So tell us about it.
Yep. This is the month to do that. It is Chevy employee pricing for everyone on almost all our vehicles. I think the only one really excluded is Corvette. But all the trucks, all the SUVs, all the cars, you buy like a GM employee and not a penny more, you know, which is a great deal. So, you know, you get the big discount off the top of the car and then whatever rebates apply to it from there. And the, right now, there's a Costco rebate for an extra $1,000, too, for those Costco members.
Oh, wow.
So the deal is good. You know, if you stack everything together on trucks, you're north of $10,000 off.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it's see, great. It's always fun when I buy one, but then later on when you do something good, too, I'm like, man, maybe I need another one. Yeah. I tell you.
It's just a timing.
Yeah. And I tease people, but I'm telling you, you know, I've got a lot of good friends that hunt and all too, and of course they've got some have different trucks and brands and all, but I'm telling you, I've never had one not get mine and say, man, your truck sure rides a lot smoother than mine. I love Silverado, man.
They're the best. They are the best. They're the best riding. They're the longest lasting, best gas mileage. I mean, it's just, they're the best.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned, we were talking a little before we came on air, some other good rebates and things, and the Blazer was reintroduced, so kind of tell us maybe what's happening with those.
Yeah, the Blazer now is a bigger, it's kind of, it's not as big as a Tahoe, but it's in between like an Equinox and a Tahoe. It's a 5-passenger, but it has a huge cargo area, great gas mileage. It's just a nice riding, you know, it's heavy enough that it's, you know, it's a nice ride. It rides like a Tahoe or something like that. It's great. And they're, once again, it's employee pricing on that, which that's the first time we really had any big discounts on the Blazer. And, you know, I think you're somewhere north of 6,000 off on something like that, but they're great. If you haven't checked it out, they've only been out about 18 months and, they're fantastic.
Right. Once again, it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. And, you know, for service, and Dan mentioned the body shop, and yes, I have given him business there as well. But service is great, Dan. And, you know, I tell you, man, you guys got several lanes there, and you guys come right out. They know you. They get you in, get you out. I mean, especially for these oil changes and all that, and people talk about, you know, quick lubes and stuff like that. And I always tell people, I know we mentioned this, but I think it's important. You know, those guys at Quick Lube, they're there to do one thing. That's change your oil. They're not looking at anything else. They don't want to look at anything else because they don't do anything else. And you're there, hey, to make sure we drive out of there, you know, safe. And your guys are going to do some extra checking points, I guess we can call it, just to make sure everything's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I require my guys to do a multi-point inspection. I don't care if you're in for just a nail in your tire, you know, let's take a look.
Right.
Make sure nothing's leaking, make sure everything's good. And yeah, I won't throw, you know, I do my best at time promises, which I think we do a pretty good job, but I don't throw one out there where I'm going to pay you $1 a minute because I want to check the car out.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
I want to make sure, you know, one of those quick lube places is advertising, you know, if they go over their time promise, they'll pay you $1 a minute or whatever, but that's all they're trying to do is get you out the door. And I'd sure hate to think that we let you go with leaky master brake cylinder or something like that. So we take a little bit of time, we do a multi-point inspection, and I don't care if it's a $10 repair or a $1,000 repair, we're going to check the car out and, you know, let you know. Hopefully it doesn't need anything, but if it does, we're going to let you know, and we can either do it or schedule it later or whatever.
Absolutely. And real quick, we'll just mention, you know, folks got a car, you know, man, they just realize they're not using right now and would love to, you know, turn that. You know, you're open to them bringing it to you and letting you take a look and writing them a check for it if you like it.
Absolutely. And I would warn people, there's so many scams out there.
Oh, man, people, I know.
You know, I mean, it's terrible. Be careful with trying to sell cars yourself.
And yeah.
You know, even you can't trust cashier's checks. We've talked about
that.
Yeah,
you can't trust cashier checks.
But you can trust a dealer that's been
absolutely. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
And I'll pay top dollar for cars. I mean, I'm super fair, and I need them.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for used cars.
All right, good deal. Well, once again, if you get by, you know, usually there's some folks out there walking around. They'll greet you. Let them know you'd like to say hello to Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. And, folks, I promise you, you know what I mean? I know everybody thinks, you know, car buying is hard and it takes all day. It doesn't. I promise you, you go to Len Lyle, you see Dan, you let him know we sent you. And, Dan, let me just correct myself. You do this for everybody, not just for people I send. You make it easy for everybody. But I hope people will let you know when they stop in from the show.
Yeah, I'd like to know that they heard you and I talking. And but you're right, that's the culture of the dealership. I try to get you in and out, and you know, everybody have a fair deal, and hopefully a customer for life.
Absolutely. Well, you got one here, that's for sure. All right, man. Hey, I'll cut you loose. All know right. You're busy, and we'll catch up soon.
Okay.
All right. That's Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet. As I mentioned earlier, drive east and pay the lease, 14500 East Colfax. And, hey, get your vehicles in there before you start the winter here real hard. And they do tires. They do it all. Len Lyle Chevrolet. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley once again to talk about one of my favorite stores, the Outdoorsman's Attic. If you're looking for great deals on your outdoor gear, head on over to the Outdoorsman's Attic. From waterfowl gear, decoys, ice fishing, to big game hunting, they've got you covered. If you've got some gear you just don't use anymore, take it over to the attic and they will sell it for you. They've also got guns and ammo. If your firearm needs a little work, see Scott the Gunsmith and let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. Hunting, fishing, and camping gear at tremendous savings, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden. Stop paying retail and get to the Outdoorsman's Attic.
We don't normally think about our garage door until it's too late. A spring breaks, and right when you're running late for that very important appointment, you jump in the car, push the remote, your door doesn't open. Don't let that happen. Call Mary Ann at Affordable Door Company today and schedule your garage door inspection. At Affordable Doors, they are able to offer same-day service in the Denver metro area as well as free estimates. With over 30 years of experience and with over 26,000 satisfied customers, you can be assured of a pleasant experience when you deal with Affordable Door Company. Call Mary Ann now at 303-680-8440. That's 303-680-8440. And to see a complete list of services, visit garagedoorproblems.com.
Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated, they're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. A few minutes left here, and we want to get with our good friend Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle and update all of our anglers out there of what's going on the water. So, Austin, thanks for being with us today. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Man, how did we get from the ISE show this last January to today? I don't know. It all seems like a blur, and then it also seems like it's been 10 years ago.
I would agree with that. Lots of things have certainly been happening, especially when we're discussing the outdoors and all the new participants in that, whether it be hunting or fishing. It's been certainly different this year, but at least we've been getting a lot of people outside and hunting and fishing.
Absolutely. All right. Well, fishing is still going on, and hey, you can still get out there and catch some fish. So maybe give us a report and we'll kind of split it up, just kind of talk about just regular fishing here locally, and then we'll get into some ice fishing.
Yeah, so the boating at anywhere but Pueblo at the moment is closed as far as along the Front Range. So if you're still wanting to get your boat out and catch a few walleyes, that Pueblo bite is there. A lot of the small ponds are icing, so that's, you know, we're losing some of the ability to be able to shore fish those particular locations. But then we are seeing a little bit of open water still, certainly in the bigger bodies of water. Nothing safe as far as ice is concerned, but some people are catching a few trout there. But definitely the focus at the moment, for the most part, has been the ice fishing and people's excitement level to be able to get out there, especially on a year where the skiing, it may be slightly difficult to take part in.
Right. Absolutely.
But this, yeah, and this time of year, you just have to be very careful, certainly, about the ice. We're building ice. We're about, I would say, about a week behind schedule from what we saw last year. But places like Antero, for the most part, have been locking up. The north side has still been a little bit iffy. So if you're venturing out anywhere out there, a spud bar is an important factor to be had. Some of the western and southern areas on 11 Mile are starting to see about 4 inches of ice. So I've been hearing that report from Sucker Cove. It was negative 14 degrees yesterday morning.
Whoa.
So that's going to be something that we'll be building some ice there as well. And then Terryall near the southern boat ramp the northern boat ramp on that particular lake has been good. But the inlet side seems to have had a little bit of unstable ice out there. Granted, with those temperatures, it's going to lock up very quickly. But if you're planning to get out here over the next day or so, certainly exercise caution. But all of those bodies of water have been fishing exceedingly well. We've been catching a lot of fish up there, some more stocker-sized rainbows at Terryall, a few pike mixed in, but then definitely bigger fish to be had at places like 11 Mile and Antero. So some people have been catching some really, really nice fish up there.
So what do you like the thickness of the ice to be to go out on it?
Well, I mean, the situation that you just always have to consider is that there's really no such thing as safe ice for the most part due to the fact of springs and inlet current and all that kind of stuff. But I personally like to see 4+ inches of clear ice. And that last part I just mentioned there being clear is very important, because just arbitrarily saying 4 inches is not a safe type of ice thickness. You have to have good, clear, hard ice. If there's a lot of air mixed in creating white, bubbly ice, that sometimes I want to definitely be seeing thicker if I'm going to be heading out there. But utilizing a spud bar, and for what people may not understand with that, but a big heavy iron bar walking out in front of you to be able to strike that ice several times and make sure that there's not an area that's a current area or any type of spring is a very important factor. And then also anytime I'm out on the ice, I always like going at least with someone else. There's someone at Antero that fell through about a week ago. And if it wouldn't have been for someone that they were with, they likely would not be here right now. They couldn't use ice picks to get out. They had to get drug out by a rope. So making sure you got some of that safety equipment definitely increases your chances of a successful day.
Absolutely. Again, Austin Parr is with us. Discount Fishing Tackle is the store. Most of you know it, but it's at 2645 South Santa Fe. And Austin, boy, a lot of things, you know, in the firearm industry, man, going crazy. You know, we can't get ammo and guns are even hard to find. But I know you've done a great job in doing all you can to make sure you've got the items that you need there in your store. So how's your stock situation?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, it's been a similar situation in pretty much all outdoor realms. Fishing is definitely not an exception to that at all. So it's been very challenging. But particularly with this ice fishing inventory, we have ordered in a way where we are anticipating a very large year due to the fact of other winter sports like skiing being difficult to take part in. So even late in the season this year, when big box is going to be out of stuff, I am going to have inventory because of how we ordered it this year. I've prepared for this. I'm ready for it. And whether you're looking for something as simple as live bait, jigs, rods, augers, shelters, I have the inventory and will through the entire duration of the season.
Well, that's great. And you guys carry, I mean, whatever, for live bait, you guys still carry some of that as well, right?
We do. So if anyone's looking for something like a water dog to head out and fish for pike, live suckers that you can kill and take up there, all your live minnow options as we start to freeze on the front range, we have selections of all of that down here. And then also mentioning fly fishing, if you're a fly tire, I've got as good of a selection as anywhere in town, but then also a fantastic selection of all your terminal tackle, flies, rods, fly lines, tippets, whole nine yards there as well.
All right, good deal. Well, folks, I'm telling you, you got any questions about fishing, you need to get by and see Austin there at Discount Fishing Tackle. He'll take care of you. Now, you still got a few trips, or are you done with that
for
right now?
At this point, with all the boat ramps being closed,
right.
I'm going to be shutting the guide trips down until we get decent ice on the front range. I just got in the front range. I don't guide in the mountains. So it's kind of a strange situation where, unlike open water fishing, I don't really book a whole lot of stuff in advance due to ice conditions that can vary so much. So I guide when the ice is good, and then obviously when it's not, we definitely do not push it and exercise safety at all times on those front range lakes.
All right, well, Kevin and I are going to have to come out and do ice fishing with you this year, man. We're going to have to make that happen.
Would love to do it. It would be a great time, and it certainly is one of my favorite times of the year and can be as productive as anything as far as numbers are concerned.
All right, good deal. Well, Austin, hey, I know you're busy there on a Saturday, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and we'll get by and see you soon, sir.
Thanks so much, Scott. I certainly appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That's Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle, 2645 South Santa Fe. I want to thank Austin and all of our guests today, but mostly thank you for joining us for Sportsman Colorado. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.